Through it all, we have been supported by the most passionate fan base in the country. These great fans deserve teams that make them proud. It will not be easy, but we will succeed.
Remember the past, but look forward and don't look back.
Now from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is 3 and Out with Nate Hodges and Houston Kress. Many imitators, no duplicators. Fan Run Radio.
Yeah, I'm gonna take my horse through the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. I'm gonna take my horse through the old town road. I'm gonna ride.
It starts with everybody that touches the University of Tennessee.
And that'll do it. Tennessee is going to snap their 11-game conference losing streak.
We got to get better. And everybody, do your job, and it's that simple.
And it is over, and number one goes down. Tennessee comes back to knock off the unbeaten Zags, 76-73.
I'm going to tell you what my expectations are. My expectations is to win every game we play.
I want 100% locked in. You got it?
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your fans behind. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, that no friends of mine. Say, we can go where we want to, place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. We can dance.
Don't say.
Welcome into the Fan Run Studios of Fox Sports Knoxville. It is 3 and Out, Wednesday edition of the program. Nate Hodges, Houston Kress, Davey Hudson,
and special guest
Billy Williford in the house.
Good morning, Billy.
Good to be here.
It was on, kinda, I think.
I don't think so.
Mic never works for
me. I don't think so.
Did you turn it on? It's on. It's kind of working. I could hear it.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
Did you turn it?
It's.
Did you turn it
Will
on?
Will Stevens yes. has used that microphone for months now. Never had
you
an issue.
You flipped the button on the mic itself? All right.
Never had an issue.
Wait, I just heard it. I heard him flip the button.
Yep, yeah, you're working. You're good.
It's working.
It is?
Yeah. Turn it up. Yeah, it's working. It's on.
It's on 6.
You missed a couple
How
days.
How does this happen?
He was so excited.
And now he won't talk into it because when he talks and it doesn't work, he feels... You realize no one can hear that. Like, it doesn't matter.
I can hear him. Well, I mean, could hear him. I know. I could hear it when he tapped the mic. Tap it again.
Nope.
Not now.
Not now.
Not now.
Just shake it.
There it is.
Oh, there it
hey.
Is.
There we go.
Hey. This reminds me of when I got back from vacation and did everything wrong.
Yeah.
For...
Yeah.
The first, we didn't have Periscope for like 30. I got logged out of Periscope. Yeah, you missed some time. And, you know, it's like riding a bike.
I checked You're rusty. It, I checked it this morning. Check, check.
I don't know. That podcast recording was super hot when the show started. I had to turn you down over here. It's been a rough morning.
Yeah. It's been a while. I was going to say, good to be here, good to be anywhere, just as a tribute, you know?
Yeah. But shouts out.
Shouts out.
Rough morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Houston. How are you doing?
Great. How are you, Nate?
I'm fantastic.
Oh.
I watched some more Alone last night.
I did too. Billy, have you gotten in on the Alone trip?
I have not. You know that's not my thing.
I finally got to the one where in season one the guy loses his fire starter. These people are so dumb. Does it happen every season?
Drive me crazy.
He left it on the beach.
So
and the tide came in.
So far, and I haven't seen many seasons, but so far, every single season I've completed, no one's had a problem in 7 yet, right? With a fire starter?
Yeah.
No, that was...
That was a guy from Tennessee.
Okay, so 7. Yeah. So check 7.
It's unbelievable.
Maybe 6 then.
Okay.
I don't think anybody had any problems with 6. A guy brought the guy didn't even bring one. He had trouble getting his going, but then
if you're good, you're good.
But then he got it going. That wasn't ultimately an issue for him. Guy did something moronic yesterday.
In season two.
I mean, it didn't cost it, and like it didn't force him to leave. It was just so stupid. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah, go ahead. Season two.
You can tell it's gonna happen the way they're showing the camera shot. So he decides that, well, he's got a mouse problem.
Like he's eating them?
No.
Or they're eating his stuff?
They're eating his, this one mouse. Is what's funny is they show one guy with a, like, rock, you know, slam on you and kill you trap.
Mm-hmm.
They show that guy catching and killing a mouse, like, with the slab just wham, and he's flattened, and they show him eat. The next scene, they go to this guy who has a mouse every night that comes in and is eating through his pack. Eating at a sleeping bag, like just eating everything. And I'm like, why does this guy set up a trap?
Seriously, what are you doing?
Have a club ready and just whack that thing, like kill it.
Was he scared of it or something?
I don't know. He said every time he turned his headlamp on, it would scurry away and he couldn't get it.
Naturally.
And the mouse only came in at night and he just couldn't, I don't know. This guy's an emotional wreck too, but he's still alive. He's still there. He's still hanging.
Wait, what's the dumb thing he did?
Okay, so
did he set his tent on fire?
No.
Okay,
but close. Mm. He's like, I gotta just move locations. I have always hated this. He's complained the entire time. There's no flat spot in his spot on Victoria Island, and he's searched every area around except for the one. He hasn't gone like over the ridge and down. He packs up everything. Back into the backpack, like they do when they get dropped off, and hikes up over the top of the ridge, back down, finds a creek that leads back down to the ocean. He finds a new spot. He sets up an entire new shell. He, like, starts over on day 22 or whatever.
Just get a refresh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's excited about it. It's flatter. The shoreline's better. This whole deal. He's like, and I set my shelter up next to this hollowed out tree. I'm going to build my fire right here. Look, it's venting like a chimney right through this tree. And I'm like, he's like, I don't need a huge fire. I mean, if it gets too big, it might catch this tree on fire. I'm like,
yeah.
Hint, hint, like foreshadowing, hint, hint. And he had a camera set up of his entire shelter that's just sitting there running. And you can see at the tip where the smoke's billowing out the top of this, like, I mean, it's a dead tree. Like, you're going to dry it out by running fire through it, and then it's so he's pushing his fire through this tree chimney. You know, there's a reason they don't make chimneys out of wood there, bro.
Oh yeah, that is why.
And you can see the little flame at the tip of it even before he goes to bed on a camera that he doesn't know he's not looking through, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And so then sure enough, cuts to the next scene at night. I woke up, half of my shoulder was on fire. He's dumping water.
Experts. These are experts.
He's dumping water. He's having to throw water like 12 feet in the air to try and put this tree out because he's going to catch the whole rainforest on fire.
I love the sign right before the show starts. Like, these are trained professionals in the wilderness. Do not attempt this. Like, I wouldn't do half the stuff these idiots do.
It's like a Game of Thrones episode starts. Like, viewer discretion advised.
They're so dumb.
Like, usually that's when there's like nasty violence or like a ton of nudity.
No,
like,
this is just don't try this at home because these professionals are morons, basically. At least that's the way I look at it.
They do some of the dumbest things. I mean, a lot of
it's
them
entertaining.
Do, a lot of them do stuff that's incredible. Also,
sure,
but
that part gets that. I expect that. I don't expect the guy to set his camp on fire.
Do you like the season 7 where I feel like they really are experts? Like the crop for season 7 is a whole nother level than like 1 and 2.
Oh yeah. Well, cuz it's the last man standing 100 day challenge. Yeah. So it's a little bit different.
Well, I feel like the people that have signed up for the Arctic, even the people in 6 are a whole lot better, even though it wasn't a 100 day thing. Like the Arctic crew is so much better.
It's a different level of expertise required.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like some of the season 1 and 2 people would literally die in the Arctic before they could come save them.
That one guy quit after a day. Yeah, like there's no way he's making it in the Arctic.
Both guys. Yeah, one guy each season. Scared of bears. Like,
did you see in season 1 they went back and interviewed everybody. And like, I guess because it got down to two people, they didn't have enough footage for the remaining episodes. Because it's two people, but I think there's still three or four episodes left. So now they're bringing in people who were on the show who either didn't make it or are still, and they're kind of recapping what they see as they watch the show. It's kind of fascinating. But yeah, the one guy, the first two guys that went out, one of them looks exactly like Trey Wallace, by the way. I mean, exactly like Trey Wallace. It's
really?
Well, he looks like a big Trey Wallace. But like the facial features, the way they talk, it's fascinating. But the one guy who went out after a day, he's like, yeah, I hate to tap out. And the other one's just like, I'm just glad it wasn't me. He was like, how long did you last? He's like, 3 days. He experts. Oh, yeah. But thanks for the entertainment during a sportsless desert summer 2020.
I mean, it's kind of a sport.
I would say, yeah.
It's a competition, at least.
There's a lot of, I would say you don't have to be particularly athletic, but there's a lot of skill involved. It is a competition.
They hunt and fish, yeah. Aren't those sports?
Yeah. This be of course. Don't ever ask me that again.
So they're just surviving. So what we're doing is also a sport based off what you guys are talking about.
Well, it's a competition for money.
Yeah, I guess just that's trying to survive.
I guess that's
which,
life.
I mean, that's yeah, what I do on a day-to-day basis.
Life
try
is
to survive.
A sport. Yeah.
Yeah. Just try to get out alive.
No, it's different. Surviving is different, Davey. A guy explained this last night as he was starting to build his boat so that he could go catch the salmon run and fish offshore.
Oh, you saw that one, huh?
He said that there's a survival situation is just trying to survive until help arrives. But
same
wilderness living
until help. Same. Whatever form it comes in.
Stimulus checks. Unemployment.
Long Communism. Lost uncle dies.
Communism.
Check. Find a bag of cash in the park. You know, things like that.
The Nigerian prince paying you back with interest.
Mail order bride. Yeah. All these things for Davey. Yeah.
Billy Bates. Just, well,
Davey should look into the mail order brides. Heard it's not a bad gig.
Really?
Some don't know English.
Oh, great. Don't have to actually talk to them.
No, you can say whatever you want. It's perfect.
Just say it with
That's
the
what
right
always gets you in trouble anyway, is
yeah.
the talking.
Just say it in the right tone.
Yeah, just smile. Smile as you tell them how much you hate them. And make your little comments that we tell you not to make all the time. So you said what on a date?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was funny. Yeah.
Can you imagine them dating with Davey with a non-English-speaking mail order bride?
What'd you guys do? We just watched cartoons.
She ate a bunch of hamburgers.
She liked the colors and the lights.
That's what my buddy came over from Germany.
He just wanted hamburgers?
All the time. He's like,
didn't they start in hamburgers?
That's what I said. He's like, your hamburgers are so much better than our hamburgers. Like, all
right. Yeah, damn right they are. I didn't know that, but of course. Yeah, it's America. Really? Burgers?
I mean, I guess it'd be like, what's something... we're so new as a country, we didn't really start any great food products, do we?
No. No, like the hot dog is not even close to... Well, maybe the...
Milkshake?
What?
A milkshake.
I think they had ice cream and put milk in it before... Actually, I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe that is us.
The fake powder milkshake began with McDonald's. I do know that. That was in the movie The Founder.
Like the non-dairy...
Like the original Mac brothers, they loved their milkshakes and stuff, and they had all this real ice cream in the back. And The Founder, the guy that... The croc guy or whatever that is credited with McDonald's and, you know, franchises and everything.
Place of origin, United States.
Hey, nice job, David.
He was like... I just got this new product. We won't even have to freeze it. Like it's in a box this big. It's just powder. It makes milkshakes. And the Mac brothers are like, yeah, but it won't taste as good. He's like, who cares?
Saving money.
More money.
Yeah, but their machine's always broken.
That's a good point. Well, is that just the McFlurry machine?
It's the ice cream machine.
The ice cream machine.
That's it's caused some battles.
Mm-hmm.
I read some tweet the other day. It's like, I have to call my McDonald's ahead of time to make sure that if I get there, the ice cream, it'll be there. Because I'm sick of showing up and it's broken. So now they call ahead.
I'm not a McDonald's guy. I won't eat there. But I do know a guy who worked.
I can't remember the last time I had McDonald's.
Changing out and repairing
yeah.
those machines.
He always busy.
Grossest things ever. Like, they don't take care of... Obviously, they keep breaking down, but if you actually get inside, like, how disgusting they actually are, like, you would never get any ice cream product from McDonald's ever again if you actually could see what those looked like.
Well, I don't know
Cut
if
the check.
I don't know if... I don't know if it's accurate, but that's how... That's what...
I'm calling Ronald right now.
That's what Ray Kroc was doing when he ran into the... To, like, the McDonald's brothers out in California. He was trying to sell milkshake machines to drive, you know, drive up fast food, which there wasn't a real fast food. You had, you know, the drive-in diner set up.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, so, original McDonald's looked more like a modern Sonic. They had, like, the lanes and stuff, right? You'd order your food and go, like, sit there. Not, like,
no, well,
100
no,
different.
That's what they revolutionized, it, though, is that you would walk up to the window and get it immediately.
Okay.
Instead of... The old school where you had to pull in and park and you still had a waitress or waiter come to your car.
Yeah, like Flintstones.
Yeah, so I guess they still had places to park like that, but you would just, you walked up to the window and they were just churning out. They were cooking burgers before they even sold them. That was the revolutionary thing. And they had this whole deal. I don't know. It was a pretty good movie.
I'll check that out.
My son was ranking categories of food by country, though, yesterday or 2 days ago. Mexican,
How
Italian.
Old is he?
He's nine. He's a big,
what
big
a palate
guy.
That's amazing.
And then he said American, and he was asking my daughter. He's like, "How many?" He's like, "He said you only get three. What are you picking?" And he was like, "I'm going with Mexican." No, he said Asian, Italian.
Asian's pretty broad.
American.
It's genius, really. It's a lot.
And, he was,
of-
and then he was like, "Oh no, but I forgot Italian." And so he was having trouble and. My daughter left American off altogether, and then he was like, how can you leave off American? And I was like, what do you consider American to the nine-year-old?
All of it.
He
it's
said,
like the only place in the world you can like walk a street and you can find anything you want.
He said, corn dogs.
That's it? Like that? Corn dogs and milkshakes.
My man loves some corn dogs, all right? Corn dog is like top of the food chain.
So he gave corn dog its own category, American.
Yes, pretty much.
He should have just said fried, like battered and fried. That's American. I need to go to one of those big, I mean, they're not having them this summer, those big, like a big fair.
Mm.
Not like the Tennessee Valley Fair, that's a big fair, but where there's like competitions for street food and they deep fry
everything.
Everything.
Yeah.
I feel like you couldn't really taste everything. Like, you'd be pretty full pretty quick.
Well, they were excited because I took them to get, you know, hibachi stuff. So
he wanted corn dogs.
See, I feel like for Asian, you got to be more specific. Or are you, like, talking about Chinese food, Japanese food? Because, like, when it comes,
well,
like, in a hibachi grill.
Yeah, for him, he probably would go Japanese.
I feel like most of those restaurants now, they've kind of fused it all together. Like, it's...
Usually,
got
like Chinese
buffets. And then
and
then they've got, like,
it,
the hibachi section of the menu, and then you can order sushi. Have they had sushi?
No. He'll eat anything. He's a connoisseur.
I mean, he's ranking foods at by country at age six. I'd say, yeah, he's
nine.
Like, but, yeah. Oh, yeah, nine. He's nine?
Yeah.
Where does the time go?
I don't know.
Wow. Man.
Big school decisions coming down today.
Yeah, that's been the hot topic for the last week or so. A lot of... A lot of debate, some of which has been healthy and good.
WBR.
Much of it has been really difficult to focus on.
I think it was WBR that requested all of the emails from Knox County, from Mayor Glenn Jacobs, and from the Knox County Health Department over their graduation decision, and put in the headline that it was a complete train wreck. Because I don't know if you remember, they announced no one can come except the students. It would all be streamed. And
then they walked it back to five people, right? Four or five,
yeah, I think.
Five in your group, including you, maybe.
Yep. And the health department said that they needed to wear masks, even though they're outside and socially distanced. And no one wore masks, including Superintendent Bob Thomas, who the writer of the article kind of, I thought, was taking a shot at. But... What hit me is, like, the health department isn't in charge of creating like policy. Like that's the politician's job.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually think that while the process was very rocky because they announced something that no one really agreed with, no one that was going to these events agreed with, that's why there was such a backlash. I mean, it was instant and ferocious, and like people were like, what are you doing? But basically, our leaders decided to just do exactly what the health department said, and that they announced that and then had to correct after the fact. Apparently, that's why they sent out so many surveys and try to get feedback on the front end before they come up with the reopening plan for Knox County Schools, which I believe they're presenting to the board today.
5 o'clock?
I think so. Sounds right.
Is this going to be like the TSSAA decision where they've actually already had the meeting and they're going to show up and just...
Yeah, I think so.
Postpone it again?
I don't know. I think they'll actually announce what they're doing today. But
you only got 2 weeks, really, until school starts back. Maybe 2.5 for...
August 10th.
Oh, they've... Okay. They used to have it a lot earlier. Like the first week of August.
Or 11th.
I guess they could push it back if they had to.
I think the calendar... I think that's just because of the calendar this year. Mm-hmm. I think some years it's the 9th or whatever, yeah. Because remember, like, even football, the start date's in September. Last year was, like, August 31st or something.
Mm-hmm.
But it'll be interesting. But, like, I'm reading this, and I'm like, I feel like the writer of this is trying to kind of say this is bad, but you don't let the health department's job is to put the health and safety above everything else, right? Like, no matter what, that's our job, health and safety first. I don't think they're tasked with, like, factoring in economic stuff and, So, like, that isn't that why we have politicians? They're supposed to take all of that data. And obviously the health department in this situation gets more power than ever because it's a pandemic. I mean, if it was something that only had a little bit of a health aspect, it'd be different. So obviously they're very important. I'm not saying that. But if all of the constituents want one thing and it's slightly different than what the health department says, that's why in a democracy the politician steps in and says, hey, I know we'd be 0.1% safer if we did it this way, but every single person that's involved wants to do it this way, and they'll vote me out of office if we don't, so we're going to hedge it we're going to meet in the middle here. Like, that's politics.
Right. Yeah.
Like, that's the way it's supposed to work in a democracy. And
but no one's been wanting to do that. They don't want to be one to make the decision, so
right.
Somebody comes up with something that's like, yep, we're going to go with that. It's their idea.
Yeah.
Sorry, the health department said that. You know, we can't mask mandate. Go to
jail. That's why I want to go the opposite way. Like I'm glad Glenn Jacobs stepped in and said no. We need to let these parents sit in a football stadium outdoors, far away from other people, and watch their kids walk across the stage. Like I know we have more cases now than we had then, but if you look at data, like there's no way that was what caused the spike. I mean, it's stupid. So, like, that was the right decision.
No, I read a report that it's Yankees coming down for vacation.
I'd believe it, actually. When we were on vacation, there were so many New York
tags. I said Yankees
tags.
As a joke, but...
There were so many New York
that's
tags.
That's what people said, New York, New Jersey specifically.
Yeah.
Because once everything kind of opened up for them. I met a guy the other day at the boat ramp. He's like, yeah, we just moved down from New Jersey.
Yeah, it started in Sevierville,
yeah.
Gatlinburg,
everybody,
Pigeon Forge.
Oh, we can finally go to the mountains again.
Worked up there, mm-hmm. would come down to Knoxville, and then it obviously spread mm-hmm. to the surrounding counties.
Kind of, I figured this would happen. Like, it was inevitable that once the Smokies and the, you know, Gatlinburg, Pigeon Forge, once they were kind of back open for business, it was inevitable that this was going to happen.
I mean, we said this, though. Like, you can't stay, if the lockdown works, you can't stay locked down forever. And if the lockdown doesn't work, why are you doing it? Which, either way, you shouldn't have locked down in March and April here.
What are your thoughts on the school thing? What's going to happen? They already said they're doing a virtual option, right?
Oh, yeah.
This is just whether or not there will be another option?
Oh, guess what? In Alcoa, at least, if you go virtual, you can't play sports. Which, my initial reaction was, oh, that's not fair. And my secondary reaction was, no, that makes perfect sense. You're being a huge hypocrite. You're going to let your kid, you can't say my kid can't be in class, but he can be in the locker room. That's parents picking convenience. That's wanting to be, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But there was another state. No, it was Shelby County. Shelby County had come out and said the same thing and got so much backlash they went back on it. So they're letting kids go virtually to school but then play sports in person.
I mean, wasn't Tim Tebow homeschooled but played for Nice? Am I crazy? I know that's different. Like that's
right, yeah.
But it's similar. I don't want my kid to go to that school. But can he play sports, please? Like it's just
I, no, I mean they do that somewhere. This is just all the little things.
There's been so much of that type of stuff, just those little nuance where you can kind of see through somebody's charade of, no, they can't go to school. What? Yeah, that, I wanted to be on the football team and play with 100 other guys. What?
Mm-hmm.
But school's dangerous. Football, not.
Well, you know.
Basketball, not. Travel.
You know
not.
My take on it. I mean, everybody in Europe's back in school. It's fine. Like, we should go to school. Anybody that's not for school in person, like, globally, doesn't understand what's going on. They've been scared. They're scared into that. The kids don't even infect the teachers any worse than the teachers would be infected doing anything else. So, like, I'm sorry. Like,
T-Carp said yesterday, what, his 5-year-old's going to have to wear a mask? Good luck with that.
Yeah, that ain't happening.
Well, we've talked about, like, the mask is actually less safe if you're touching it all the time.
Yeah.
What are 5-year-olds known for?
You just put all the germs on the mask, then you touch it all the time, then everything you touch, you know, you're just spreading it around.
They're petri dishes anyway.
Yeah.
Good first segment.
I thought so.
We got some alone talk. We got a little coronavirus school update. Billy got the mic working.
I think Knott's County's going to get everybody in so they can get all the paperwork done and pass out their 1-to-1 Chromebooks. And then if the cases don't go down, I'm worried they'll
lock it down again.
I don't know. We'll see. Yeah. They only have 51% of parents say they wanted normal in school. Like, with no, like, just normal. Which was crazy to me. Some other places.
I can't trust any percentages. That Florida hospital in Orlando was saying 98% positive, and then, like, oh, oops, it was 6%.
No, I thought it was 9.8.
That was a different one. Okay. Yeah. That one was 98, and it went to 9.4, and then another one was 90. I mean, I'm sorry. That one might have been, I think, 78% they were reporting, and it was 4%.
Picture this in the SpongeBob font. When will we ever need math? Anyway, go ahead.
I was going to say, that's 51% of the parents that even knew about the link. I know a lot of parents that had no clue that that was even a question to them.
I'd buy that. I'd buy that.
So it's sort of like the vocal minority that are...
Well, in other systems...
Did have a Twitter.
But in other systems, right. They did surveys as high as 90%. 90% said, yeah, send them back.
90% positive?
Oh, send them back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which... what it should be.
We're soft. All right. We'll come back with more. We got to get the Bill Will going today. He's back in action. One day guest appearance.
I was going to say, you guys can have parent battles.
For Urosh. He's back.
You want a back parent battle for Urosh?
No, I'm just saying he's back. Like, I'm excited.
Oh.
50 points next season.
I mean.
A game.
That is his boy. So that's his guy. Along with JG. We got to have a lot of JG talk today. Yesterday I said JG can't win, Billy, and I meant like can't win with the fan base even when he does things well, and Houston heard me say it as JG can't win. He's like, what are you talking
about? I thought he gave up. I thought he had finally reached his ending point on JG.
Lots to get to today on 3 and Out. Stick with us right here. It's Fan Run Radio.
Someone's got a case of the giggles.
Welcome back in the Fan Run Studios, Fox Sports Knoxville. Yeah, Billy's just telling good stories over here.
Cop chase.
Can't watch on TV anymore. You have to get it live. In person.
Can't watch. What do you mean can't watch on TV?
There's no more cops or live people. There's no more shows.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, with the police chases or anything.
I thought you meant there's no more cops. Like real police.
Well,
depends on where you are, I guess.
Yeah. The murders are skyrocketing. You see that?
They just want bread. That's what I was told. They're hungry.
Just trying to feed the family.
Florida Athletic Director Scott Strickland had coronavirus. He recovered. Said he had a runny nose.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was supposed to be more of a dry cough. I mean, I guess you can.
There's a slight drip. Up to 10 symptoms now that they kind of list that could be.
Only 10? I thought it was way more.
You remember when it was like, you'll definitely have a fever. Oh, nope. Most people don't have a fever. Oh, crap.
People's toes turned red.
I have a friend that has the smell taste thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But
I think that otherwise. That comes back, doesn't it? Eventually? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, but that's one of those weird ones.
Did you see Tommy Tuberville won the...
Republican primary, which in Alabama means you're in, you're done.
I think he lost He lost three counties. One of them was Tuscaloosa.
Was
county.
It? Yeah.
I got to respect Bama fans. The level of petty is strong. Like, they just couldn't do it. They probably realized it didn't matter, but they still couldn't vote for Tommy Tuberville. It was pretty funny.
Yeah. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Somebody was pointing out how, was it Tuberville's now going to be in the Senate, and Butch Jones is still an intern, and some other former Cincinnati. They had all the former Cincinnati coaches, like where they are now is kind of wild.
Brian Kelly killed a kid. Notre Dame, though, pretty good gig.
Yeah. Pipeline. Just become the head coach of Cincinnati, and then life just opens up. Or you're Butch Jones.
Mm. One of these is not like the other.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Tuberville will be going up against current Democratic Senator Doug Jones, which I know might sound kind of weird since this is Alabama.
I think he's probably got a pretty good shot.
Yeah. I expect him to win. No, the Doug Jones situation was kind of weird based off of other
They said he's going to win, no doubt.
Yeah.
Like, they're already writing him in. Like,
I felt pretty good about his chances when his bus caught on fire. That was when I was just like, yep, Tuberville's going to make it.
When
he did really good against Lou Saban.
Did Trump say, talking about Nick Saban, call him Lou Saban? Is that what you're referencing?
Yeah.
Who is Lou Saban?
I think he probably was thinking about Lou Holtz, and then he just was like, you know what, Nick Saban, Lou Holtz, Lou Saban. I don't know if that's true, but that's the most rational two connections I can make. Do you know another football coach named Lou?
Lou Henry Saban, American football player and coach. Played for Indiana, Cleveland Browns, and
never heard of him.
I haven't either. He passed away 11 years ago. So there's that. Lou Saban. Okay. Good note.
Tommy Tuberville. All right.
But didn't he have a nickname?
I didn't think so.
Was he not called the Riverboat Gambler? I know like eight coaches have been called that. Was he not called the Riverboat Gambler for a while? I'm making that up.
Did he gamble a lot?
No, I mean
on the field.
Trick plays. Yeah, no. Maybe, I can't remember.
I didn't mean actually gamble.
But he probably did.
Hmm.
You know.
Does he have a Oxford's brother
that's not that far from Tunica?
In coaching?
Yeah. Terry. No.
You're thinking of the Bowden. Nate.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think so.
Yeah.
I mean, I knew those were the Bowdens, but then Davey kind of talked. He kind of set me up. Kinda,
no,
that
I
was his talk me into it.
It was Riverboat Gambler?
Mm-hmm.
That was a good pull by me.
Aggressive play calling, especially on fourth down.
Love it. Love it.
I'm pretty sure he beat Alabama like seven times.
No wonder Tuscaloosa didn't vote for him.
Yeah, he owned them.
Yeah, he was. I feel like he was there at Auburn when Alabama was coming out of their probation kind of stinky period.
And Auburn from 99 to 2008.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he had just absolutely stacked teams. Jason Campbell. Right?
No, yeah, that 2004 team was ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
Cadillac Williams.
Ronnie Brown, the same team. Yeah,
the fact that team didn't play for a national championship still blows my mind.
Ronnie and Cadillac were both top 10 picks in the same draft, right?
I think so. We, you guys might know this. If I'm not mistaken, both Ronnie Brown and Cadillac Williams wanted to come to Tennessee, and we took Cedric Houston, who was a really good college back. But didn't they also have, who was the big guy that played for the Giants forever?
Brandon Jacobs?
Yeah, they had him too. He was a JUCO trainer. Gosh, that guy was a monster. Yeah, Tuberville, he was a good cheater. He knew how to get the talent. Give him credit. What is that?
Why has he got to be a cheater just because
he's at Auburn?
Because he had a good recruit.
No, because he's at Auburn.
No. He was a perfect Auburn coach.
Yeah.
I don't think he cheated one bit. He was really good at not paying attention at all so that they could do all the normal Auburn cheating. That's what they want down there. They just want a guy that's one to not pay attention. Just look over. Coach,
like the the infrastructure's here. Trust us.
Yeah.
You just tell us who you want. Don't worry about anything else.
I'm not even making it up. Nick Nolte. It's like a whole thing.
No, I don't doubt it. It's the opposite of Will Wade.
Right. Yeah.
Will Wade's I got to do this
myself.
That's
how Auburn gets away with it. It's just like, we run this. You, coach, you just play golf all off season. Come coach these boys once we get them here for
Do a couple in-home visits.
Mm-hmm.
Give us the top 25.
Ronnie Brown, second overall pick in the 2005 draft. Cadillac Williams, fifth overall. That draft, they had three running backs go in the top five picks. A lot different than today.
They had...
Well, no, he's saying
there was
total.
A third. Yeah. Yeah, I was...
Cedric Benson.
I think you sent...
Texas.
He was good in college. I think you sent it in the group thread, the free agent market at running back next year. Have you seen that?
It's incredible. Mm-hmm.
It is a who's who of elite running backs in the NFL, and they're all going to be battling it out for location and dollars.
I also think Walter Football claimed next year to be the, how do you phrase it? You're the running back for
the draft?
The draft,
really?
Yeah.
I did not realize Brandon Jacobs was the third string running back behind Cadillac and Ronnie Brown. That's crazy.
Yeah. He was the, you're tired of the faster guys?
He transferred again.
Where did he end up the last time?
Southern Illinois.
Really?
But he had 72 carries for 446 and a couple of touchdowns for Auburn in 2003 as a third stringer. That's crazy. I mean, he was a fourth round pick. So they basically had two first rounders and a fourth rounder all on the same team in the same backfield.
Yeah.
And we had Cedric Houston.
And Jabari Davis. And Gerald Riggs.
Junior.
Thank Gerald you. Riggs Jr. Yep.
Jason Campbell also went like 25th in that draft.
Yep. Man. Brandon Jacobs, 6'4¼", 267 officially at the combine and ran a 4.56.
The moment I remember the most for Brandon Jacobs was when he got mad in a game and he spiked his helmet, and the helmet bounced off the ground into the stands, and the fan would not give the helmet back. And then you see security guards trying to come up and take it away from him, but he's like, whoa. It's up here now, man. Like, I don't have to give this back.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like a helmet probably should. Kind of needs that, you know, for it to play.
I would have held on to it until I got some reassurances that I was going to be given something in return for it.
It's like a home run ball, you know? You hold it hostage until they say they're going to give you, like, four signed bats.
I can't remember if it was a home game for the Giants or not, but, I mean, that's one of those situations. If you're playing on the road and the opposing team gets the helmet, like, you're hurting your own team by giving him the helmet
back. The Vol for Lifers, they say they're a part of winning and losing. I mean, imagine if he can't go and the backup got fumbles or something.
Want to talk about the 12th man. Yeah.
You're just going to steal all their helmets the night before.
Well, no. I mean, it was a legal acquisition of the helmet.
Guy's just sitting there, a helmet comes flying up at him. What are you going to do?
I feel like he probably should have given it back. Man, it's just me.
Yeah. Do you give your all, Houston?
Mm-mm.
You'd give a Florida helmet back?
I don't want it.
Give it back after the game.
Throw it in the trash.
Yeah.
I mean, you ain't going to have to worry about it this year. But
you have a bonfire out here or something.
Do you know how many chemicals get released when you melt plastic?
Hit the button.
Very dangerous.
Good Lord.
Hey.
Final segment, hour number one, Wednesday edition. We got the Bill Will in the house today. Already getting those good JG questions rolling in on Twitter about when he wins the Heisman, the national championship, and where he'll go in the draft.
I'm really doing this again.
Probably never won.
You ruined my optimism Tuesday, and now this is how you're... This is good.
No, sorry. No, it's fine. I just noticed on my timeline, it's an old tweet, but I mean old. By old, I mean 8 hours ago, so, you know, like last night. Do you remember when the mic was hot and Tommy Tuberville got caught on ESPN's broadcast of a game with Mike Patrick saying, "That's no fair, y'all make me do this bleep."
No, I don't recall that.
You know, it was a college football game.
What wasn't fair? That he had to call a game?
No. He was talking about something they were making him do, I guess, on the broadcast. But that's he also used a term that I can't say on the radio.
To describe?
I mean, it describes the, you know, male anatomy. But, yeah. I guess it was it was 2017 in a post-game segment. It was a hot mic. Anyway, they're just pointing that out, kind of reminding us of that as he wins the Republican primary in Alabama last night. Those were the days. Good old SEC football.
I don't even remember it.
When having two top five running backs was the way to go.
I feel like it's always, you know, if you got them, like Georgia did.
Yeah. Didn't win a championship.
Tennessee
did.
Well,
I mean, they won the SEC championship, I guess.
Okay. What's next?
Well, I don't know. We're still kind of waiting on the NBA, Major League Baseball.
A lot of hurry up and wait.
Couple weeks on basketball. What a little bit longer on baseball. Since Billy's here, though, how big's this Yasiel Puig to the Braves thing, Billy?
It's a pretty big deal. Nick Markakis said he wasn't going to play this season due to COVID-19. So they needed another outfielder. You guys know Puig, I'm pretty sure. Some antics on the field, terrible attitude at some times, but the dude can play. He gives effort. He can still hit bombs. I think he hit like mid-20s last year. I don't know where he's going to play, though, because he's more of a right fielder. So is Ronald Acuna.
Mm.
So I don't know what they're going to do. Maybe move Acuna to the left. I don't know, but good addition. I mean, you need another hitter. He's probably going to fill that fifth spot, maybe even lower. So if you can get that kind of production low in your lineup, then it's always good.
You a Braves fan?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I was upset when they cut out the chomp, the Braves chomp last year due to the Cardinals.
The chomp?
Pitch.
Chomp.
Chomp, sorry.
So this is like me in golf.
Well,
right?
I had like the gator chomp on, like that got canceled too.
Uh huh.
So that kind of.
Wait, nah, that, no, not the chomp. The gator bait.
Sort of. They,
it
that's,
goes together.
Yeah.
They do, yeah.
I'm just mad stuff got canceled for no reason. So after that, I was glad the Cardinals put up a 10 spot in the first inning on them.
Dave and I were trying to go support the drive and watch that game at Smoky Mountain Brewery. Couldn't even get to the seat before it was over.
I was
going to
say over before it started.
Yeah. So frustrating.
I don't know. I don't really know if I'm excited for baseball this year.
Not excited? I mean, you get the shortened season. That's what people have said.
Yeah, there's so many other sports to watch, though. He's probably just been, don't want to waste too much time watching baseball. Mm-hmm.
You big in the MLS's back tournament? Probably watching that every night, right?
Haven't seen a single kick.
Sheesh.
Man.
I don't know. It's rough.
Got a bunch of goals last night. 2-1, 3-1, 2-1. Miami lost again.
Yeah, you picked a bunch of ringers. Yeah, I just can't get on MLS. I'm sorry.
What about baseball? Fired up? You gonna watch a little more baseball this year than you normally would?
Yeah, I'm definitely gonna watch a little more. I don't know exactly how much that will be, but it's something.
Why did Markakis opt out?
Scared.
COVID.
Will Braves fans hold that against him?
I don't know.
Will you hold that against him?
He got hurt last year. I like Nick Markakis. I thought he brought a lot to the lineup. He wasn't like a power hitter, but always seemed to get on base, hit and runs. I don't really care if he plays anymore, though.
Just out, over it.
Yeah. I mean, baseball's a little bit different than football, but these guys put their brain on the line every Sunday, every day when they hit, go to practice, and they can't play due to COVID when they're going to be in bubbles. And
what, the NFL guys?
Yeah, I'm just saying in general. I mean,
but
it's just silly.
I kind of think the baseball guys are softer, though, if they don't play. I mean, they don't have to interact with people.
Yeah, he's in left field. He's not even close to anyone.
The guy called into Outkick this morning. He's like, I'm in Kentucky. My brother runs a baseball and softball league. We can't play. All of our kids are traveling to Tennessee and Indiana to play in tournaments because they can play in those states.
They're
so
bringing
stupid.
Their COVID here.
Yeah.
No wonder we're a hot zone. Sheesh. Kentucky. You know, Kentucky's basically Ohio.
Yeah, it is.
So, think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Next time you're...
And I hate Ohio.
Yeah, not a big Ohio guy.
And I pretty much hate Kentucky, too, so... Except for the horse race. That's the only thing I like about Kentucky.
I like the horses. I don't know about the racing.
Hmm. I think I like the horse racing. Maybe just not the Kentucky people in the stands.
But you don't bet on it, do you? You put money on the derby?
No. I went once in person.
To the derby?
No.
I went to the derby once. It rained all day.
Oh, that sucks. But not during the race, right?
It actually did stop during the race.
Yeah. Never rains.
It's a sloppy track. Sheesh.
I think we blew that myth out of the water because it poured during the race 2 years ago, something like that. Yeah. But anyway, no, I went to Churchill Downs for a day. I couldn't gamble, though. It was a school trip, so.
That's a shame.
I didn't.
A school trip to the track?
Yeah. I was coaching a basketball team. I took them over there. We were at Louisville team camp.
And you took them to a feels a little...
It's
like, hey, kids, here's our trip to the casino.
A bucket list.
Did you go in?
Yeah, went right down to the rail. It was incredible.
It's just a big circle.
No, it was, you know, when you're kneeling and somebody throws a pass and everybody kind of, like, Tennessee's on offense, bomb goes down the sideline, you can almost hear everyone hold their breath for a second.
Mm-hmm, it's great.
And then, boom, when it's completed, the noise just hits like a wall. Well, I mean, obviously, this wasn't like the Derby, but I went over there early in the day when there was hardly anyone there, and that was cool because we got to, like, get, you know, talk to, like, Calvin Burrell, had just, like, won the Derby a few weeks before and all that kind of stuff. Anyway, late in the day, though, it got kind of packed in. It was a big Philly race. It was, like, the big market, the main event, I guess, for that Saturday. And as they're coming around the final turn, the noise, it just builds gradually into, like, that same, not quite that same
yeah,
level.
Yeah, people wanting to win their money.
Yeah, it starts. People that are very reserved normally are, you know, screaming and hitting their program on their, you know, hand or leg or whatever. It was exciting. I liked it.
I'm glad you had a good time.
Yeah, but
still, basically Ohio.
I Kentucky can get.
Ohio can get too.
Yeah, that's fair. We'll get to your phone calls. Kickoff hour two. Stick with us right here on Fan Run Radio.